Well, good Thursday morning, everyone. It is the 9th of April. And my title today is, When the Creator of Life Stared Death in the Face. You know, today is a good day to take a few moments and try to block out all of the COVID-19 statistics, all of the political news, all of the never-ending blame game, and remember what time of the year this is. And I don't mean the Easter bunnies, Easter baskets, colored eggs, and mounds of candy thoughts. It is time to meditate on the real and incredible reason we celebrate these next few days. These are the days of the brutal slaughter of Jesus and the glory of his resurrection. The Last Supper, Jesus' prayers in the garden, his capture and torture at the hands of the chief priests and Roman soldiers were things that really happened. So for the next few days, I want us to focus on these events which literally changed the world and us forever. These moments and the events therein were planned by our Lord before the beginning of time, as history unfolded from the Garden of Eden and the fall to the chaos of early civilization leading up to the flood. There was always this focus on the day the Son of God would be born, live a sinless life as a man for 33 plus years. He literally was God in the flesh, showing us what God is really like, what God would really do, and what God would really say. But the time for teaching was over. The miracles performed, the messages delivered so that we could have a record of his words and his actions. The final Passover dinner in the upper room was served and eaten. Judas was exposed and left to perform his God-given assignment of betrayal. Jesus loves his men with the amazing action of washing their feet and saying that the world will know that we are disciples by the way we love one another. They leave the upper room and go to the Garden of Gethsemane. With every step, the posture of Jesus seems more and more weighed down. Mark records the next actions. Quote, they came to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here until I have prayed. And he took with him Peter, James, and John. And he began to be very distressed and troubled. And he said to them, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch. And Jesus isolates himself further. And he goes alone, praying, talking to his Father, because he's beginning to feel great fear and anguish regarding what he is going to have to endure. The history of mankind is hanging in the balance as the Creator of life is staring death in the face. It is Satan himself behind the mask of death, breathing out lies and delighting in the upcoming torture that he will pour out on Jesus. Jesus is grieved in his soul like he has never felt grief before. He's praying so hard that he's sweating blood. He begins to falter a little and asks his Father to remove this cup of his preordained drink. Perhaps a flicker of fear caused by the intense stress of the moment. He's distressed. He's depressed. So much weight is upon him. It's nearly killing him. And at that moment, an angel from heaven appears and strengthens him. Now, we're not told who that angel was, but I'm thinking probably Michael or Gabriel. This is no assignment for some rookie angel. This is an angel near and dear to Jesus who is able to not only comfort Jesus in this moment, but he strengthens him. And Jesus says to his Father, after asking for the cup to be taken away, he says, "Not my will, but yours be done." There comes a time in the great battles of life when these words should flow from our lips as well. It comes when we cease fighting God or ignoring him while doing what we want to do. These are the words of surrender. These are the words of faith. They are the mustard seed out of which great things can grow. They're words of desperation, words of surrender, words worth far more than anything we might ask for, words inviting the all-powerful Father to unfold the coming days in such a way that may not be sparing us from the pain, but assuring us that he will walk by our side through it all. He is our good shepherd who will stay by our side. A crowd of people show up in the garden, being led by Judas. Judas approaches Jesus and is going to greet him with a kiss, but Jesus pulls back and he says, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Suddenly, men do what men do when placed in a tense situation. They're gearing up for a fight. Peter whips out his sword and cuts off the ear of the servant of the high priest. A street fight is about to break out. Okay, I know, they were not in some back alley of a street, but the phrase has much more power, street fight. It has more power than just saying a garden fight is going to break out. And they were pelting each other with rosebuds and petunias. But I digress. Jesus touches the servant's ear and heals him. This amazes me, considering the context. He's about to be arrested and led astray, but before that happens, he has the love and compassion for this poor servant standing there holding his ear in his hand. And Jesus takes it and reattaches it, and he heals it. One final miracle for the road, and a beautiful act of kindness within a sea of anger. Through the night, Jesus is under arrest, and the men watching him were mocking him and beating him. They thought up a game called "Guess Who Just Punched You," blindfolding him and taking turns punching him in the face. This went on through the night, hours of pain and suffering, being tortured by brutal men drunk on Satan's wine of abuse, enjoying it more and more as the night wore on. You know, no matter how much we're distracted, afraid, or stressed by the news of the day, we need to remember what Jesus did for us over these next few days. He demonstrated his love for us in that while we were still dead in our sins, he followed through with the painful steps just getting to Calvary. Reflect on that today, would you? And spend some time being thankful that Jesus loved you so much that he would endure these hours of suffering. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. God bless you, my friends. Have a great day in the Lord, and we'll talk more tomorrow. goodbye.